Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Man, a lot of good music, a lot of new music coming out today and this weekend. The rumors are true. Elton John, Britney Spears were actually working on a song together, released it actually at midnight last night, called Hold Me Closer. It's mainly the hook, and we kind of talked about this yesterday, of Elton John's Tiny Dancer. That mm-hmm. Kelly, this was released 50 years ago.
Oh, wow. Was it that long?
Yeah.
I knew it was a long time ago.
Yeah, Elton John's Tiny Dancer was released 50 years ago. Back then, though, the single only made it to, like, number 41. So, like, he wasn't actually making hits back then. But yeah, so he paired up with Britney Spears. It's called Hold Me Closer. It's got a good kind of EDM beat to it.
And, sure.
Yeah.
It's very Dua Lipa sounding.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have asked me to name the female singer in this, I don't know if I could pick out Britney Spears.
The hook you can definitely.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. Yeah, so there you go. Elton John, Britney Spears, Hold Me Closer. That's new this weekend. The video animation is up on the website, WDGX.com. We'll play it a few times today and throughout the weekend so you can kind of hear it. And then there was another song released. Selena Gomez jumped on this song from a rapper called Rima called Calm Down. Here's her hook. There's one thing that I've learned as a guy, saying calm down to a woman, it's probably not.
No.
Probably not the way to win an argument. Or
Danger, no.
I mean, that is not something that I have learned in my years that has ever proven me to be a good thing.
It'll have the opposite effect.
It has the opposite effect for sure. Oh, shoot. Yeah. And then.
So that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Not too bad. And then there's this trend. And I almost want to say this started back when Zedd and Maren Morris paired up. But getting like the EDM sound and country sound blended together.
Yeah.
You know, kind of Kane Brown did it with Marshmello. And now it's Cheat Codes, DJ group Cheat Codes with Russell Dickerson. I Remember, released last night as well.
All night long, drank your roommate's alcohol. But I don't think we ever paid her back. Sharing Swisher sweets.
I mean, I didn't really even know what a Russell Dickerson was until.
I still don't.
Well,
but I like it.
I played it for our promotions director, Casey, who's kind of a country head. And she was like, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well,
I know.
Too enthusiastic thumbs up.
Here, let's get to the hook here.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh,
yeah, so it's like
I like it.
It's like country with an EDM beat, and it's kind of trying to slip its way into the mainstream here. So yeah, so
which I like that. Now I know a lot of like country purists.
Oh yeah.
They
like the steel guitar and they like yeah for sure. But
they don't want them to dip their toes into our world.
So so apparently though, Cheat Codes who. They've been around for a while. They we've played a couple songs from them over the years, but they are releasing an album that has a bunch of country like stars on it. So they're doing a whole album of that.
I think that's kind of genius.
Dolly Parton is one of them.
Get out.
I know. So anyways, a few new songs out this weekend. The Selena Gomez and Rima, Calm Down. The I Remember Cheat Codes with Russell Dickerson. And then Elton John, Britney Spears, Hold Me Closer. So yeah, bunch of stuff happening here. And we'll be peppering some of that stuff in throughout the day and the weekend here for you on 99.7 DJX. So yeah, a lot of good stuff coming.
Are you going to play the Russell Dickerson?
Well, yeah.
Are you going to commit?
Well, I think that's one that is kind of cool, and we'll expose it a few times over the weekend and today and over the weekend. So yeah, then see what happens.
Uh-huh. I like it. You should commit. Step outside of your comfort zone, Benji.
Well, no, I'm saying like this has been a sound. Like, we're playing Kane Brown.
Yes.
I mean, and you know,
did we add Morgan Wallen?
Yeah,
I do enjoy a Morgan. I have a Morgan Wallen album. It's good.
Yeah, so like, country on DJX is not a foreign thing. I mean, heck, we played Carrie Underwood a billion times, but
we did.
And the Maren Morris, like I said, that was
the Maren Morris, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So anyways. Few new things for you to watch out for and listen for. If you want to see the lyric videos to those, we all have them all posted up at WDJX.com. You can check them out there on 99.7 DJX. All right, so coming up next, it's a feel-good story. And Kelly, what are you working on for this first one?
I've got some really good feel-goods today, which you can see up at WDJX.com. The first ones, this couple in Tennessee went viral for their very clever engagement photo shoot, and it's paying off big time.
All right, get to that after Beyonce. Did you see where the ham at the Kentucky State Fair went for like $5 million?
I did, and yeah, somebody was like, said that to me. It was just like, oh my goodness.
Hey, hang on now. Now, it's just a ham, right?
I think so.
And so what do you, I guess...
You eat it.
Yeah, I was going to say, but what do you do with it?
$5 million. I don't know.
I mean, that's what it's just a ham, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I don't think you get the farm, too.
Yeah, it's a record. It's sold for $5 million, and like, it's not attached to the pig. It's just a cured ham on a platter.
Is it honey-baked?
No, it's not honey-baked.
It'd be closer to being kind of worth it.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, anyway.
That's crazy town.
Was
there somebody, like... Were there two people fighting tooth and nail and it got out of control?
Yeah, see, I
was somebody doing the drinky drink and just couldn't control the paddle?
I'm gonna have to play dumb here because I don't know. I'm not as well versed in the ham auctions that maybe I should be.
I have questions about how we got there.
All right. Well, anyways, $5 million, Kentucky State Fair. Winning ham. There. Yep. There you go. All right. Let's get to that feel good. All right. We do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this couple in Tennessee went viral for their super clever engagement shoot. Carl C. Bibbs and her fiance, Kaden Mills, put complete trust in their photographer. They just got engaged in July. They're planning to get married in October. So it's going to happen pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But they put their trust in their photographer, Shay Cravens. She came up with this idea for like an Italian feel for their engagement shoot setting. They love Italy.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted that look.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, let's go to the Olive Garden.
Aw, treats you like family.
Uh-huh. So they took pictures outside the Olive Garden, some clever editing. The internet was fully fooled. I mean, the pictures are truly gorgeous. And Olive Garden corporate saw them, invited them to have dinner at that location in Cookeville, Tennessee, where they took the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And surprises awaited them. Michael Strahan from Good Morning America revealed the surprise.
All right, we wanted to help make some memories in actual Italy, not just an Italian restaurant. We love the Olive Garden. They love you so much that they're sending you on an all-expenses-paid trip to Italy for your honeymoon.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Great talking to you guys.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, so cool. That was a bucket list trip for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we went for 2 weeks. That was our last hurrah, like, before we decided to start a family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so amazing. So congratulations to them. You got to see the pictures and see all that. They are stunning. They're pretty great. It's a great idea at WDJX.com.
We do setting the bar stories, Kelly, which are what?
Examples of what not to do or a situation that we hope you don't find yourself in.
Okay, so I'm putting this in the setting the bar category, even though he's not really a criminal and it's not really like a person that has bad things.
There weren't legal ramifications?
Yeah, right, right. But, you know, we understand the worry of losing your keys, right?
Absolutely. It can be really annoying, especially if you're in a rush.
Right. Brandon did something so extreme that I'm throwing it into the setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without implanting your car keys into your arm, you're doing okay.
Oh, no, sir. Oh no. Come on now. Seriously, what happens? The logical question is, what happens if you get a new car down the road? Did he think about that? Like, come on now.
So this guy named Brandon, he implanted two chips into his body that act like digital keys.
Yeah. Okay.
One's for his house.
Uh-huh.
And for sharing, like, his stats, info. I don't know what sort of info you need to share with people, but that's what's also on that one chip. And the other chip is for his Tesla car.
This is insane.
I know. And this is Brandon talking about it.
I've always been a tech enthusiast, and I always try to be on the cutting edge of technology. I'm able to open up the front and back door to my house. I can walk up to people and have them tap their phone to my hand and instantly transfer my contact information, my portfolio. So I thought, how cool would it be if I could leave my house, no car key, no house key? It's a perfect backup, something you can never forget, something that doesn't break, something that won't fail you.
And like you said, Kelly, if he changes his car, I'm assuming he's already thought of this, being the smart person he is, that he could just maybe reprogram the digital chip to the next car.
This is so insane, because are we even thinking about, does your body want this stuff to live in you?
What was the movie where what was the movie where Justin Timberlake was in and they had chips implanted in their body that had all of their information, but it's like life imitating art now.
Yeah. Well, and apparently there is some truth to, they want this for like everybody, especially medical records. And I'm like, nope, 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 nope. That's not happening.
Is this where the technology and where everything is going? That's interesting to think about.
No, we shut it down. This is getting too crazy.
So
nope, nope, nope.
Anyways, if you know, look, I enjoy the little key fobs that you don't even have to put in your car. I think those are fun technology.
Yes, but I'll carry that in my purse.
Mm-hmm. Instead of surgically implanting it into my arm. But
yes.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without implanting your car keys into your arm, you're doing okay. But that begs the question, if not your car keys, if there's something that you would implant on your body, what would it be?
Nothing. Nothing. I do not want anything implanted in my body that God didn't put there first.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, if there was something that I could, I was thinking, you know, if I wanted, maybe I could do like a QR code or something, get that tattooed on my arm somewhere. That
really, really. But then you're still going to like have to get your phone out and hover it. And then
maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. Anyways, that is setting the bar on,
this is bonkers.
On 99.7 DJX. How ripe do you like your banana? On 99.7 DJX, I asked that because a simple video that we posted, along with your fantastic reaction video, Kelly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was disgusting. So disgusting.
So, okay, just answer the question. So how do you typically like yours?
Like it looks like in the grocery store. I need it yellow, not brown. I don't need it green. I just need it yellow, firm and fresh.
That's what she said. So I had, I hate to waste food.
Uh-huh.
And we had several bananas at our house that were nearing the end of their life.
Nearing? They were at the end. They were in, they were like in the little banana coffin.
So
like,
I decided to make a video just showing the banana that I had brought into work. And
I'm still not over it.
I would tell you that it was probably 90% brown, and the peel like was almost fusing with the actual banana itself, and just kind of like fell off of the banana. It was limp,
squishy.
It was like you know how bananas, you hold them up and they're kind of hard,
right? Yeah.
Well, this you know, when I shook it, was limp.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds so floppy.
It was a floppy banana.
And we're actually talking about an actual banana. This isn't an actual fruit. This isn't a euphemism for something else.
No, this is an actual banana. So, and listen, now I've heard that type of banana is great for like banana pudding.
Oh, banana pudding, banana bread is good for baking, all that stuff.
Yes.
But I didn't
when
use it.
When it gets to be that bad.
But it was delicious. And Kelly's reaction video at the fair was something special. And that you can
it
see
was
that
shocking.
You can see
I'm
that actually at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram. You can see the original banana video on Instagram at Ben Davis Radio.
That's great.
And
I need you to see the banana I brought to work.
Immediately after I buy it from this. No! Right? You're not going to eat this, are you?
Hang on.
You're not eating it. Oh my God.
This is the reaction video. Just wait.
Yeah. Why are you licking your fingers?
Why are you licking your fingers? Oh, it gets better.
Oh, she's almost barfing.
Oh, why are you flopping it?
I know.
Oh,
it's kind of, it's a limp banana.
Why are you flopping it, she says.
It was a valid question. If you saw the action happening, it's a valid question. It's a valid question.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, so yeah. Anyways, I will say that I
still feel attacked.
I
feel like, why are you attacking me with this god-awful, way past its prime banana?
I didn't know that people had such opinions on bananas and the.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty passionate.
Yeah, for sure.
You're team brownie or not.
I know. And I'm all right. I hate wasting food. Uh-huh. So when it gets to be, I power through.
But sometimes you got to recognize, though, and cut your losses.
Yeah. If you want to see the video, both the original and the reaction. It's worth the minutes.
Did you do it like a deep dive enough to see like which team most we're landing on? Are they team brown? Are they team like super ripe?
Oh, no.
They're team fresh.
They're team fresh. They're team like, has to be yellow. And
I feel supported.
Allison checks in and says, I saw the video and now I'm about to throw up listening to you describe it. What, you mean you don't like me saying it's brown and limp?
it's a little uncomfortable. I think people may change the way they look at bananas at the grocery store from now on.
Stacy checks in and says, I cannot stand a banana that has any kind of brown or soft. If it has anything kind of brown spots at all or is soft anywhere, I will not touch it. I gag.
Yeah.
They have to be firm and yellow.
Yeah. No squishy spots. Can't do it.
See, you know what? You guys need to just power through.
It
must be a texture thing then.
Because
the taste is fine. They taste sweet.
The taste is different.
No, well, I mean, I'm saying they taste a little sweeter when they're ripe like that.
It's a little much.
And I've heard that the nutrients are more when they're brown like that. So anyways, we could go on and on, but if you want to see the video, they're at Ben and Kelly Show. Or at Ben Davis Radio. Angela says, Ben, you have totally ruined bananas for me. I will never.
So sorry. There's collateral damage with this.
Listen, hey, don't knock brown and limp until you've tried it.
Oh my God. People are just tuning in at that point and have no idea we're talking about bananas.
Oh, shoot. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Cute little moment with Olivia Rodrigo and Billy Joel the other night on 99.7 DJX as she joined him on stage at Madison Square Garden and sung part of her song, Deja Vu, when she's like, you know, you only like or, you know, something about Uptown Girl, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't know it. I mean, we only played it 15,000 times on DJX, so how do you expect me to know the lyrics exactly?
Right.
So anyways, you can see that fun little video and the reaction from all the fans, which thought it was pretty epic. WDJX.com. All right, Feel Good Stories, Kelly Kay.
This is such a cool story. It's the story of 41-year-old Brad and his 92-year-old grandmother, Joey. They are nearing the finish line on a goal that they have been working on since 2015, visiting all 63 U.S. national parks.
Oh, wow. All right.
Now, they're from Duncan Falls, Ohio, and they kicked this whole thing off October 2015. Brad was looking for a way to spend a three-day weekend during veterinary school. He said the idea was kind of sparked by a conversation he had with Grandma Joy about his past adventures on the Appalachian Trail.
Okay.
And he said, you know, I felt bad that she was always kind of living vicariously through my stories.
She's put a lot of miles on her hiking boots. Don't let her gray hair fool you. She can tear up a trail. Just knowing that she had never seen deserts and mountains and the ocean and these incredible wild places on Earth, it just felt like a responsibility that I had to her to make sure that she had some memories in her life story.
It's been a grand adventure. It really has. It's really been a beautiful, beautiful time.
They are so cute. So naturally, you're going to like document that whole thing, right? So they started on Instagram and Facebook with this account, Grandma Joy's Road Trip, back in 2019. Got a large following. Today, they got like nearly 58,000 followers on Instagram. They hit 29 parks before the pandemic kind of slowed things down. But then July 2021, Grandma Joy and Brad went to the 8 national parks of Alaska. Where, get this, Grandma Joy was whitewater rafting.
Wow. Okay.
Which, they hiked near glaciers and fjords, crossed a wild animal encounter off her bucket list. She said, I always wanted to see the bears get the fish, and I finally got to see it. It was fun.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. They have one park left to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's the National Park of American Samoa. It's over 6,700 miles from their hometown. And, you know, he says, obviously, it's going to be bittersweet when it all comes to an end. But, man, what an adventure they have had.
Love it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can see their story at WDJX.com.
Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this message from Dana in quotes. She says, I'll just cut to the chase. Should I postpone my wedding?
That's a heavy sentence.
It is a really big sentence. And she says, for everyone to really understand, I need to give some kind of complicated backstory. About 2 to 3 years ago, I met someone who was struggling and needed help. We became friends. And I was separating from my then husband at the time. So I suggested that she and her two kids move in with me and my child. This is when it gets weird. She suggested her ex-husband move in with us too. So when talking with her ex, I found out that we are literally a copy of each other between past life events and personalities.
Okay.
Anyway, I agreed to this living arrangement under certain conditions. But by this time, her ex and I fell for each other.
Okay.
Things got complicated within the first week.
Sure.
She got controlling, used me as a personal babysitter, got nasty with her ex when he loaned me some money, and she decided she wanted him back. I asked her to move out, and fast forward, he is now my fiance, and we have a child together.
Okay.
We're both first responders. We support each other. He's an amazing person.
Yeah.
Never in my life have I been so loved, supported, or cared for like he does for me.
Okay.
But his ex continues to try making our life a living hell. We have to constantly be on our toes, because if we aren't, it's back to court where she uses our kids as pawns. Everything to her is about money, trying to completely destroy our relationship and drain him for the little money he receives from work. Now, we're set to get married in a few months, but due to both of us being off work, the constant court battle, we're struggling financially. Now, I feel like if the wedding is postponed, it will crush him. None of my doubts have to do with my feelings for him. It's being worried she's going to come after my income for child support, too, after we're married. So if anyone has any advice, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay. I think, you know, if you boil it down, and I know it's a complicated situation, but like, I feel like I have an easy answer, and that's, you even said it yourself. You love him. He loves you. You guys are right for each other. Just do it.
Okay. But I think it's a lot of the family law issues, I think, that she's kind of concerned about. So if anybody's got any legal expertise, as in, can she come after her money as well if they get married?
Okay. Gretchen texts in and says, I'm not a lawyer. Been through similar situation. They cannot use another spouse or partner in calculating support. She can just go to Kentucky.gov and they have a calculator there to help.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jordan says she can't come after your income. You have no financial legal obligation to their children. Your income won't increase his child support amount. Okay. Oh, the sigh of relief.
Yeah, for sure. So if you've been in this situation and can like offer up what happened with you, I think that'll help Dana in this situation. So 502-571-9970. That's what we do with group therapy. Dana is supposed to be getting married in a few months, but considering not even postponing the wedding because there's some drama with an ex and child support being a factor, thinking that, you know what, maybe this ex is going to start going after her financially. And she and her boyfriend or fiance, are they fiancés?
Fiance, yes. Yeah. They are planning to get married in a couple of months.
Yeah.
But she was worried about, should I postpone this whole thing because of this ex causing all the trouble?
Listen, there's a lot of legal advice and legal experts rolling in.
A lot of people saying that, listen, she can't touch your money because you have no legal obligation to their kids together.
Yeah. Catherine even says, hey, I'm a family law attorney. This is not legal advice, but worrying about child support should not hold her back from marrying him if they truly believe they should be together. Because
yes,
the only income that matters in determining child support are the parents of the child. Step-parents' incomes are not considered. Again.
Okay, that's good. That's good news for her because that was one very big concern.
Yeah. Now, Sandy, same thing happened to you, right?
You know, I had joint custody with my ex-husband. And no, when I had married husband number two, he made more money. They cannot do that. But what my ex did do was decided that he was that one to quit his job and got me paying child support until my child was 18. To be delivered. You know, very careful because if she's that bitter, she could do that. They can't come after her for her money because my ex did try to increase the child support after he got me for child support and we have in joint custody.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're saying basically your situation is mirroring what others have even said. Don't worry about your income being a factor in his child support.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah, and there's so many people that are just kind of like, you know, you can't let someone else dictate your life. Now, Jess said, don't postpone your life because of a bitter ex. She can't come after your income. Love your life. Live your life. Congratulations and good luck.
So there are others that say, look, run. Don't postpone the wedding. Cancel it. Put yourself in therapy. You crossed so many lines.
Yikes.
So, you know, I go back to what I said originally, and if you and your fiance love each other, let's just enjoy yourselves. Maybe go off, get maybe elope. You know, just do a small
wedding.
Do something small.
The thing is, I think the other thing that's looming in the back of her mind is signing up for just ongoing continuing drama. Yeah. Like, she's going to continue to try to be a factor to mess up their lives any way she can. And unfortunately, the kids are probably going to be put in the middle.
Yeah.
That's really a difficult decision to weigh, too. Do you want to sign up for all of that?
Now, I know this is easier said than done, but sometimes proximity plays a factor in the drama. So, you know, I'd hate for you to uproot and move. But like, you and your fiance could literally do something like that and start over, and, you know, out of sight, out of mind sort of thing. Where,
but then
if
you
it's
have
harder
kids
for
to
her,
think of, there are four children total between all of them. So you have to, you know, still be, I think, close enough to be a strong presence in their lives too. Trying to co-parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at some point, they're going to have to sit down
yeah.
and say, listen, we have got to stop putting the focus on all of us adults. The focus has to be on these kids and raising them the best way we know how. And that means we have to try to figure out a way to co-parent in this new situation.
So I think we're saying don't necessarily put off your love, but maybe contact a... family lawyer, family court lawyer, or something
some
like that.
Some sort of mediator that can help you guys figure out some sort of an arrangement to where everyone's going to try to be happy and moving forward, putting the kids as the focus.
Right. Keep us posted. Hopefully it works out. Hopefully you're able to marry your fiance and the drama subsides. It is, it is tough.
I mean, the wild card factor is the ex, obviously, and how, you know, she's going to approach them moving forward.
Yep, 100%. All right, Dana, thank you. And again, keep us posted. Playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Fun little game. Everyone say hey to Raven calling us from Crestwood. Hi, Raven.
Hey, Raven.
Hello.
All right, so some stats on Raven. By the way, love the name.
Thank you.
Yeah. Raven's got brown hair, drives a Ford Fusion, is a process improvement professional at an insurance company.
What does that mean?
That's a really fancy title.
All right. I mean, it sounds...
You make people better at their jobs?
It sounds important.
It does.
Raven's like, you know what? It stays with me. No one really knows what I do. If my boss knew, I'd probably be fired.
So. All right, awesome.
Nah, kidding. Raven is married. How long have you been married, Raven?
It'll be 12 years in October.
Oh, wow. Look at you going the distance.
I like that.
All right. Raven, Kelly's going to describe what the game's all about, all right?
Okay.
Raven, you're going to hear three stories. They're going to be magical stories, but you have to determine if they happened when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult.
Okay.
All right. Sounds simple enough. Here we go. Yeah. First one.
I peed on my friend at the beach.
But really, who hasn't done that?
Out the gate, here we go.
Okay, well, that sounds like a drunk adult.
All right. Raven says drunk adult. Kelly?
I say yeah. I don't know how many kids would know, like I'm thinking jellyfish sting, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how many kids would know that's the trick or what you're supposed to do, so I'll say drunk adult.
Oh, okay. So you were going that direction.
Yes.
I was thinking just walking up next to your friend while you're in the ocean
that
or whatever.
That could also happen.
Doing that. All right, well, let's find out.
So I was a drunk adult. It was...
Yep, there it is. Drunk adult. You got it.
Spring break, and me and my girlfriends had all been drinking at the beach, and one of my friends got stung by a jellyfish.
There it is.
And
yes.
She's screaming in pain, sitting on the sand, holding her leg. So some dude bro comes up, and he's like, well, somebody's got to pee on her. It'll help. So without skipping a beat, you know, she's sitting there crying. My drunk pops squat and opens the floodgates.
see, we don't have great aim, which is why dude bro would have been a better choice to do that.
Dude bro. Yeah, but are you allowing a stranger to do that?
I feel like it depends on the severity of the pain.
Raven, like you don't sound like
crying. I don't know.
Raven, you don't sound like a woman who would allow just a stranger to walk up and do that to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay, you take the pain, power through.
I'm
going to assess in the moment.
But would you do that for a friend?
Yeah, probably. It'd be a good story.
Nice. You know what? Honestly, Raven, like 90% of the things I do, I think, is this going to be a story? And that's my answer.
That's definitely going to be a story.
That's my answer as to whether I should do it or not. All right. So good. What are we? Are we one for
that
one?
That was the first one.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. We're getting on track. All right. Next one, Raven.
I washed my hair with Nair and locked it all before my cousin's wedding.
Holy cow.
Oh, no. Oh, that could go either way.
That could. Oh, gosh.
It could just be a simple, like, kid saying, oh, what's that? I want to use that as a shampoo. There's a new shampoo.
Yeah, but who keeps a bottle of Nair next to, like, the shampoo?
You should not. You should not if you are. Move it immediately.
Raven, what do you think?
I'm going to go, oh, gosh. Even in a drunk state, I don't know that I would be that dumb.
So I'm going to go with kid.
All right.
You know what? I like that logic. I'm sticking with that, too. Little kid.
Both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I stayed at a girlfriend's house when I was in college and came home from the bar drunk, and I went to wash my hair, not realizing it was hair removal, and it burned like And then huge clumps were falling out, and I ended up with a Sinead O'Connor do and wore a wig for my cousin's wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank goodness they were able to, like, secure a wig at the last minute.
Okay, that is extreme. All right.
It's a learning experience.
All right, Raven, one more. Little kid, drunk adult.
So I lost my two front teeth when I asked a buddy to throw me a full beverage can. And I missed, and it totally nailed me directly in the mouth.
Oh, wow. Bad receiver there. Lost his two front teeth when he misread a thrown object.
Beverage. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it, beverage is what I was focusing on.
Yes. Gosh, we've already had two drunk adults, but...
I know.
I'm going to still go with a drunk adult.
Yeah, on this show, we have had all drunkards. So I'm sticking with that too. I'm like, they're tossing a beer a little too aggressively, I think, maybe.
All right, so you both say drunk adult.
Yes.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Dang. Dang.
We were actually at a party in elementary school, and I was trying to show off for this girl. So I had seen someone throw a can in the air and then catch it and, like, crack it and drink it right away, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And when I tried that, it just could not have gone any worse. And needless to say, the girl was not impressed.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. I didn't get the girl either!
Did it all for a girl!
Oh! That's tragic.
Raven, has your husband done anything wild like that to try to impress you?
Not to impress me, but he does some pretty dumb stuff.
That's good stuff.
You know what?
Done for love.
Boys,
I like that.
Boys will be boys, right, Raven? You know what, Raven? You really didn't do a very good job at this game at all.
Doesn't matter, though,
yeah,
with this show.
Yeah,
we have low standards.
Well, we do have low standards. We'll still hook you up with tickets, so congratulations, okay?
Awesome. Hey, I got one right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, you are 33% accurate with this game.
Hang your hat on
that. So hang your hat on that, and thank you so much for hanging on and for playing, and hopefully you have a great weekend, and please pinch your husband's butt for us.
Oh, I will.
All right, awesome.
Where, why, what is the matter?
I'm just saying things that you're thinking, Kelly.
With 12-year marriage, keep the spark
alive?
Yeah,
you got to keep the spark alive, right? give him a quick... Or man, I'm telling you what, Raven.
It's like a sneaky little...
Listen, do you do this here? Sorry, I'm going to get personal here real quick.
Oh, my
quick.
God, why?
You
can just turn away right now.
Raven, hang on. She's on the phone. Do you do the whole try to goose your husband, like walk by him and like stick a quick thumb up the rear while he's just like bending over?
What?
Or is it
you doing that?
Or is it just my wife?
I was gonna say, who doesn't do that?
Yeah, see? All
right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Like to the all point right. where when I will bend over to grab shoes and I gotta check around me before I bend down to even like grab some shoes or something off the floor because if my wife's within any sort of distance of me is like,
what is going on? I was thinking, pat, little pinch.
No.
You guys are full on thumb like, insertion. Okay.
Insert thumb. Trying
all right.
it.
All right.
I mean, but again, who hasn't, Raven,
I'm
going
to stay over here.
Right.
All right. All right. So anyways, hey, you've been a joy to talk to. Hang on the line another quick sec. We got to get more information from you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Hey,
remind me not to walk past your wife.
Yeah. No one is safe. On social media, you can DM us at Ben and Kelly Show. And, you know, we can turn around and try to get you some help with the DM, right?
Samantha wrote to us, said, hey, Ben and Kelly. I'm hoping you can bump my situation up to the front of the line because it's all going down this weekend.
Oh, well, okay then.
My younger brother just moved into college out of state, has been there a few weeks already.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my mom yesterday and she told me she was planning on a surprise trip to see him this weekend. She was going to bring him a care package of food and some new clothes. Pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
She was also going to bring his high school girlfriend.
Okay.
She's just starting her senior year. She's super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked to my brother several times since he's moved in, and he's told me that he met a girl there.
Oh.
And has been hanging out with her a lot. I reminded him about his girlfriend here back home, and he admitted to me that he feels bad and knows he's doing something wrong, but is all confused in his feelings.
Yeah, okay.
So my question is, my mom wants this to be a surprise. Should I give my brother a heads up that they're on their way so there are no surprises when they get to his dorm? Thanks so much in advance. My brother is a really great guy. I just think he's a little overwhelmed with the whole college experience right now. He's just a little confused. So what would you do? I think, first of all, I don't think we go to the brother. I think we go to mom and be like,
really?
Mom, yes, don't take the girlfriend. Like, you just go and surprise them. You know, bring the care package, all the things. But maybe we don't invite girlfriend.
I say bring her.
What?
And then check in with us on Monday.
You always want the biggest drama possible.
When we boil it down to it, I mean, yeah, I understand that, yes, he shouldn't probably be, you know, I guess, I don't know if he's cheating on her or not, because I don't know how involved.
Well, he should probably have a conversation with the girlfriend back home and just say, listen, if you're having doubts, and, you know, maybe we should take a little breather while I try to find myself in college.
Yeah, and I get it. You know, if he's now off to college, I'm sure they had a weird conversation of like, okay, now what? And they're like, oh, well, you know, we'll just do long distance. And, you know, he moves there. He sees another nice young lady and is like, oh, well, how you doing? And
she's
like,
all college has to offer.
Yeah, right.
He's starting a new chapter. They're in different kind of seasons of their life now.
Yeah. Yeah. And
she's still finishing up high school, and he's kind of starting his independent life, you know, moving into adulthood.
Right. Right. And he sees there are extracurricular activities available at this college.
Okay. All right. Yes. There are other people to meet. Yes. So maybe. This is what I'm saying. Maybe we just talk to mom like, hey, probably not a good idea.
So you think going to mom?
Yes. She knows her baby boy. Maybe, you know, because the only one that knows about the surprise is mom right now.
Mm.
So just, again, hoping that she hasn't already asked the girlfriend to go with her.
I'm assuming she has, because I'm assuming they're leaving today.
Okay. Well, maybe.
So maybe he needs to. Okay, Samantha. All right. First of all, if you've got an opinion on this, feel free. 502-571-9970.
Okay, I'm changing mine. If the girlfriend knows, if the girlfriend has already been invited, then we're telling brother.
I'm thinking, Samantha, you say to brother, you need to have a conversation with the girlfriend.
Yes.
And maybe
also
say,
mom is coming and bringing her this weekend. Okay, bye.
Hey, because, you know, really, it's not fair to her, that meaning the girlfriend.
Exactly.
And so if you know, kind of going back to what you said, maybe he needs to have a conversation and have a tough conversation with her and say, hey, and spare her the miles and the hours,
yes,
and all that of going to see a guy who's not invested in her anymore.
Right. If they need to hit the pause button, maybe he needs to, you know, figure some stuff out. And she needs to then be free to enjoy the rest of her, you know,
senior
high
year,
school,
yeah,
career.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her senior year.
Yeah. And enjoy everything that has to offer. And especially if she's not going to go to the same university or school that he is.
Exactly.
Then she can find the same extracurricular fun.
I just don't want her to end up like I did with Troy Mick, who took me to my senior prom and then took somebody else on our after prom trip. That was horrible. Ah, God. Let's spare her that. If he's going to Troy Mick her, let's save her from that. Let's save her from that.
All right. So are we saying to talk to brother or talk to mom?
Yeah, but I think we're talking to brother.
Talk to brother.
Yes. And say, listen, you got to get real with the girlfriend. Also, mom is coming and bringing her. So,
all right. So, anyways, all right. 502.
Spill the beans.
502-571-9970. Oh, man. So, do you invite the drama into your life and into your family's life by allowing your mom to bring along the high school girlfriend on a surprise college visit to your younger brother when you know that he's got another girl on the side?
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's getting to know another girl, and so this could make for real big awkwardness.
Yeah, and you know what? He's really not going to be. That's going to be a kind of a block for the new girl, you know.
Yeah.
To be quite honest.
Uh huh. I don't think it's going to be good for anybody involved. The biggest thing that I'm concerned about is, so high school girlfriend figures this out, they break up, and then that drive all the way back with her now ex boyfriend's mom. Could you imagine? We save her from that. We do not let that happen.
Text from a listener. She needs to be a good sister and tell him so he can cover his butt and he can act surprised. Oh, hey.
Yes. 100%. And then we need to do what's right in, you know, telling the high school girlfriend we need to take a pause because we're in different places right now. And I need to figure some stuff out and you should be free to enjoy your senior year and all the things. And I still love you.
Tommy says, take the girlfriend and let the show begin.
No, Tommy. No. No, Tommy. That's no. That's all right. Not what we do.
Christine.
If you have a girlfriend and you're trying to find somebody else, then you clearly don't have that great of feelings with the person you're with.
Yeah.
So you should just, you know,
have the tough conversation with her.
Yeah, tell her how he feels and then just move on.
So do you think the girlfriend should come along on the trip?
Oh, definitely not.
Okay, no. All right. Christine, thank you.
All right.
Holly, what's your thought on this?
Hey, you need to call your brother now and get him, like, a heads up, because that way the girlfriend from back home, her heart won't be broken.
Oh, yeah. Give him a heads up.
Heads up. Tell him, like, mom's on the way and there's a surprise.
All right.
Like, a big surprise. Like, you know, maybe a baby. You never know.
I'm never like a fan of not breaking up. In person breakups should be the way it goes. But then that drive.
I mean, if he wants to break up with me on text to go be with Fonda, that's fine. Yeah. I moved on. Johnny has 9 cars. We're good. Hi, buddy.
Thanks, Holly.
I feel like she dropped like a big old story right there that we're completely unaware of, but that sounds fun.
I know. I like being an unknowing participant in an inside joke.
It was just a little slice into Holly's life there.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Well, hey, Samantha, I think you tell him.
Yeah.
And I think you talk to him, and I think you actually encourage him, and, you know, whether he decides to talk to her or not. But you do it now, and you try to get him to talk to his girlfriend now.
Yes.
So she does not come on that trip.
He needs to come clean that at best he's confused about the status of the relationship.
Right.
I mean, if he is entertaining the thought of dating anybody else, that should tell him he's not invested as much as she is in the relationship. She deserves to know that.
I mean, hey, good luck. Definitely. Check in with us on Monday.
Oh, I need to know.
I need to know.
And who goes. I need to know who goes and how it goes.
Yep. Definitely check in with us on Monday, all right?
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. All right, Kelly. The trophy is lying in your hands right now.
It most certainly is.
Yeah. You have the lead. It is You Laugh, You Lose. And I think losers go first.
Okay, that would be you, right?
Why do you say it? Why do you say it like that? Why do you just assume it's me?
I'm just saying.
But it is, and so I will. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You laugh, you lose. Mm-hmm. You know, Kelly, I feel awful. I really do.
Yeah.
I bought my blind friend a cheese grater for his birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a week later, he told me it was the most violent book he's ever read.
Oh, well.
You laugh, you lose.
Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is less violent. The Earth is 70% uncarbonated water.
Okay.
Therefore, the Earth is flat.
Okay. I tried to join the Marines,
mm-hmm.
but I fell short of their physical requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So they put me in the Navy, since I'm a submarine.
Gotcha. Hey, Benji.
Yeah.
Went to McDonald's, uh-huh. ordered two large fries.
Uh-huh.
They gave me about 75 small ones instead, though.
Why?
Because that's how they come.
Oh. Kelly, my dog.
Yeah.
Or my dad. My dog yeah. ate mm-hmm. a whole bag of Scrabble tiles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took her to the vet. No word yet.
Yeah. Waiting on that, though.
Yep.
Hey, Benji.
Yeah.
What do you call a zombie that doesn't joke around?
What do you call a zombie that doesn't joke around?
Dead serious.
I like my coffee like I like the Kardashians, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Roasted, ground up, and sealed in a bag and shipped overseas.
Wow. All right. Okay.
I woke up and chose violence today.
Apparently. Shout out to Casey for this one. What kind of tea is hard to swallow, Benji?
What kind?
Reality.
Kelly, why does a fork have four prongs?
Why does a fork have four prongs?
Because if it had three, it'd be a freak.
Awkward. Doesn't sound quite right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Benji, what do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
What?
A can't opener.
Okay. Kelly, you really should try blindfolded archery.
Really? That does sound fun.
Yeah, you don't know what you're missing.
Absolutely. 100%. Or what you're hitting.
Or that.
Hey, Benji.
Yeah.
What do you call a Frenchman in sandals?
Oui, oui. What?
Felipe Felipe. Please, please think about that when you wear your flip-flops next time.
My flippy-floppies.
My Felipe floppies.
Kelly, what do you get when you try to crossbreed a human and a moose?
I already have a violent picture in my head, but I don't know. What do you get?
Arrested, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably should. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Made a playlist for hiking. Yeah. As music. From the Peanuts, the Cranberries, and M&M. I call it my trail mix.
Yeah, of course you do. Kelly, my therapist told me that a great way to let go of my anger
uh-huh.
is to write letters to people who I really dislike and then burn them.
Uh-huh.
Good news.
Uh-huh.
I did that. I feel much better. But now what do I do with the letters?
Wow. Violence off the chart with you, sir. You kind of have a little bit of a serial killer look today, too. Yeah. Yep. There it is. Hey, Benji.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, waitress, can I ask you something about the menu, please?
Uh-huh.
Waitress slaps me across the face. The men I please are none of your business. Can I ask you something about the menu, please?
Oh, God. I feel like I lost on a technicality there. Golly. All right. When Kelly had to explain it again to me.
Oh, boy.
Shimony Christmas.
Oh, boy. So next time you're going to hesitate if you're at a restaurant and you're like, can I ask you something about the menu, please? You're going to be, right. Especially if it's a female waitress.
All right. Now, Kelly, enjoy the trophy. It's
Thank
yours.
You.
There it is.
Thanks.
You laugh, Thank you so lose.
Much.
Thanks. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. And Kelly, I don't know when the last time you were on a plane was.
Gosh, it's been a while. Probably the last time we went to Disney when, oh gosh, that was probably 4 years ago.
Well, I've been traveling a lot in the past couple years. You know, mm-hmm. been on several planes and things like that. And I always... without fail, every single time I get on a plane and I see a couple people get up and go to the bathroom. I'm thinking, okay.
Stop it.
Are they... I don't necessarily think that they are or accuse them of, you know, maybe wanting to get into the Mile High Club.
Uh-huh.
But the thought crosses my mind of how in the world is that even possible in those little airplane bathrooms?
Yeah, I don't...
In an airplane full of people. It's like, how is that possible? And so the one time, the flight that I was telling you about when I was coming back from Chicago, it was a quick trip and it was late at night, but I got bumped to first class and I slept through the entire thing, but everything was dark. I was like, all right, well, that would be maybe an opportunity. But this flight attendant actually got on TikTok and was like, if you wanna, here are some tips.
What? First, pick your seat accordingly, aka either right next to the restroom or in the very back row.
Okay, so did you catch that? So they say you need to be in the very, very back of the plane or by the restroom. So it can be discreet for sure.
Once we're up in the air and we complete our service of drinks and snacks, normally flight attendants either hang out in one area with each other in the front or the back or the crew restrooms. Now, while it's mandatory for us to do walkthroughs to make sure everything's going smooth, we only have to do them really every 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, so she's saying... Really?
There's a window of time.
There's a window. Yep.
After that walkthrough, you have about 20 to 30 minutes to do your thing. And unless a passenger sees you doing it, flight attendants are not going to. And between you, me, and the flight attendants and pilots, if they see something, 99% said that they just bat a blind eye.
Oh.
Okay, then. So she's literally giving you a green light.
She's just saying if we suspect something...
We're
not necessarily going to say, hey,
don't do that.
Right. Just go back to your seat. Look, did you see the seatbelt sign was on? Okay.
Uh-huh. I don't think you were using your seatbelt in the bathroom.
Were you hugging each other for safety? I know we hit a little turbulence, but.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. So I don't know if you had any sort of thoughts like that.
No,
ever?
My brain does not go there immediately like yours does. No.
I mean, I've never been a part of this exclusive club. So I don't know the ins and outs of all of that stuff, but I do
when I flew before I had kids, I was always flying to see a boyfriend. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of awkward if you're like, hey, mm-hmm. Josh.
Uh-huh. Hey, stranger.
Hey there. Right, exactly.
No.
Going to see my boyfriend, but I'm not there yet.
And then flying with kids, you're just way too distracted in trying to keep
I get that.
Occupied and all sorts of things.
Anyways. All right.
That's great. But I'm so glad it sounds like you spent a significant amount of time.
I'm not going to even say a significant amount of time. I'm just going to say that like when I fly, the thought sometimes just crosses my mind of,
You're like looking at everybody assessing. Yeah. I think they're going to do that.
Yeah. Like, or they look like they could be the type.
The type.
You know, I'm tossing them all
they
in boxes.
Like they got a twinkle in their eye right
yeah,
now.
That's right. Talking trouser snakes here on 99.7 DJX.
Such an aggressive start.
Is it though?
It is a little.
If you know our show.
Uh-huh.
It's a setting the bar story, Kelly. These are examples of what not to do or, as you like to say, situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. So which is this a bad life choice? Is this just an unfortunate circumstance?
Listen, how else are you going to get that snake into the country if you're not smuggling it into your trousers? So if you can manage to make it through the day without smuggling all sorts of wild animals, including snakes in your pants, then you're doing okay.
How big are your pants, sir?
I don't know, but 1,700 wild animals... were smuggled into the United States, including 60 snakes and other reptiles found in Jose's pants.
Wait, one guy?
Yep.
Did all of that?
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
Like multiple trips.
Yeah,
right?
Multiple trips, not at once.
Okay. I was going to say, seriously, how big are the pants?
I mean, this is wild.
That's
in that
crazy.
He had 60 bearded lizards, baby crocodiles, snakes. Ooh. in his pants and jacket and all sorts of stuff. I mean,
that is serious trust.
Well,
that no one's going to do a little nip nip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah. I mean,
obviously. Damn, it's like talking to with all of them. Like, listen, don't you be biting daddy. We're going to get through the trip here real quick.
I mean, you know, Jose's not a very good guy. You know, because, you know, some of these animals are just in bad shape. A couple of them died, you know, in the transportation and stuff. And
was he thinking he was going to give them a better life in a sanctuary somewhere?
He's going to sell them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the total market value is more than $700,000.
Whoa.
That's why.
Okay.
He's doing it.
Right.
So he's
in his mind. He's like, listen, soon you're going to be in a really nice aquarium. Someone's going to be feeding you live crickets. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, he was busted. This is not a good thing. But, yeah, Jose's trouser snake is...
turned out to have a lot of friends.
Right.
Yeah.
1,700.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's find another line of work, Jose.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's for sure.
Okay.
So, again, setting the bar. You can manage to make it through the day without shoving over 1,700 trouser snakes in your pants. Then you're doing okay.
I'm real confident every single person listening can avoid that today. I'm confident. That's how confident I am.
That's
every
bold.
Single person listening.
Bold.
Not going to be doing that today.
That's bold, Kelly.
Yeah, well, I have faith. Our listeners are smarter than that.
All right, well, maybe someone was thinking about it, but just needed this as proof not to do it.
You know what? Because of Ben and Kelly, not going to do that today.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there you go. That's setting the bar. All right, so we definitely have some follow-up that we're going to need to do on Monday on 99.7 DJX, and that is Samantha and her brother and the situation that could be happening later today.
Yeah, so mom wants to go surprise him at college.
Yeah.
With his high school girlfriend.
Nice. I mean, that's not a bad thing, right?
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not if he hadn't found a college girl to start spending some time with.
Yeah, and honestly, we don't know the extent to which he's spending time with this new person.
No, but they're new friends, and we just don't want the new friends to surprise mom and the girlfriend.
Yes.
Because drama could ensue, and then that would make for an awkward drive back with mom.
Right. And so really, I think we all kind of said, hey, yo, you got to clue in your brother that the surprise is coming.
Yes.
And then maybe even clue in the girlfriend or have him discuss something with the girlfriend before she comes.
Yes.
And really that's...
all of that needs to happen.
That's all kind of in the comments section. People are wondering... It's the debate of, do you tell... like, when do you tell her? Before she makes the trip?
Yeah, before we don't let her make the trip.
Yeah, hopefully it's not too late. Like, hopefully they,
Good Lord, what if they're on the road right now?
I know. I just, like, you and I had that same thought at the exact same time.
Oh, no.
Abort mission!
Turn around. You're not too far out of town, are you?
Hey, by the way, if you're a mom and you're driving with your son's high school girlfriend in your car right now,
maybe pull off for some snacks.
Yeah, maybe just get some snacks real quick.
We're not saying a restroom break, we rethink it.
Yeah, we're not saying this is definitely you, but
it could be.
All right. Well, we will check in with Samantha on Monday and see what the deal is and what happened and all that stuff. Hopefully, you know, drama is avoided. I mean,
you don't mean that.
Why
do you want the most possible drama? You're all like, yeah, don't tell him. Let's pack up the girlfriend and let's go.
I mean, you're right. There is tape. I did say that. But.
Uh-huh.
But, anyways.
No, we want to save her the heartache. Like, if we know he's at best confused about the state of their relationship.
He's
having some inclinations to explore his new surroundings, which is totally normal for new freshmen getting a first taste of their independence at college.
Yeah.
But we need to just make sure that she knows that here back at home.
And probably not a bad idea to actually clue mom in, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Could you imagine the knock on the door? Hi, honey.
And then she answers the door.
Oh, God.
It's my roommate.
Son. Oh, boy.
I mean, it's still early in the year, so it's like it could just be a literal classmate. Like, I don't think, like, you could play it even if her brother was caught with his new friend in, like, hanging out in the dorm
room.
Study
partner.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's still new that it could, you could probably pull it off.
Innocent enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, whatever happens, clue us in, like I said. And
if you're on the road, pull up for some snacks.
All right. So, hey, whatever happens this weekend, enjoy it. And again, if you want to be featured in our fun game, Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
We need to build up the arsenal. Listen, that bit does not exist without your stories. We need them at BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Yeah, just shoot us a voice note of the crazy thing that happened to you and tell us whether or not you were a little kid or a drunk adult, and that'll be fun. All right, what else? Kelly, anything happening?
That's it. All right, well, I'm run out of words.
I will see you all tomorrow night outside tailgating for Lynn Family Stadium's Racing Louisville match. That's
sports.
Kicking off at 7:30, and we'll be tailgating there after about 5:30. So hopefully I'll be able to see you. We'll take some pictures. We'll get some high fives. Maybe you'll win a free Racing Louisville jersey. So that'd be kind of cool, right?
Listen, you need to meet my friends who have the bus.
I've seen them before. Right, for sure.
Uh-huh.
All right.
They show you the bus, and then they show you the bar.
Yeah, all right, that'll be fun.
And then they don't let you leave without taking a little sample.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't
Tell
feel right.
I said hi.
I wouldn't feel right if I didn't.
Okay.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.